Troy Shelke. He's coached here in Harbor Beach for years. He went over and coached with Bill Sweeney for years. And if there's anybody out there to get your experience from, it's the two Harbor Beach coaches and Bill Sweeney. And he has learned a lot from that. And what doesn't get talked about is I think all those athletes on offense will do the work on defense as well. And if they can slow down Kadar in the passing game, this could be a runaway. It could be a track meet for Sandusky. I have them winning 36-15.
36-15. Oh, man, I can feel my phone blowing up already from Paul P. Adams here. So Dave Hansen $1 Paul for the second straight week here, and he's taking Sandusky 36-15, Sandusky by 21 points. Paul Adams with Sandusky by 20 points. All right, that leaves last week's champion. That'd be Doug Cole.
Well, I agree with all three of you. I think Sandusky will win this game, but I think Harbor Beach is going to keep it close. I think they're going to learn from their mistakes. I think Kadar is going to have a nice game throwing the ball. So I got Sandusky winning this game. I got them winning 26-19.
26-19, a 7-point victory, according to Doug Cole for the Sandusky Redskins. So by default, looks like I've got Harbor Beach tonight. All four taking Sandusky. We have on the very bottom end there, Doug Cole taking the under with Sandusky by 7. Dan Benke, Sandusky by 12. Paul P. Adams stuck in the middle with you with 20 points. And Dave Hansen taking Sandusky by 21. All right, Dave, let's take a look at the other area games going on tonight. So let's start in 11-player. Let's start in 8-player football. How about that?
Sure.
And we have one game already in the books, and this is by default and a forfeiture. Deckerville was supposed to play at Flint International tonight. Unfortunately, Flint International, the field that they play on in lease for the 2020 season, is no longer available. They tried to move the game to Deckerville, as in the lease owner said, you're not playing here. So I don't know what happened there. But they tried to move the game to Deckerville, but officials were not available, and then there were not enough people to work the game at Deckerville. So as a result, Flint International forfeits. Deckerville moves on to 2-0.
It's a tough thing because we already have a shortened season, and Deckerville has lost a ton of starters from the previous two seasons. So the very young team could have really used the experience and the extra gameplay, the extra pad work. But I was hoping they could find a last-minute fill-in, somebody else having a similar problem, but no such luck. But Deckerville will go to 2-0.
New Haven Merritt at Morris. Morris, in their first game of the season, they had a bye last week, of all things.
Yeah, very strange. Again, teams not being able to line up games, but I understood with the way how crazy this year has been. But Morris is still the cream of the crop in division in the 8-player football. So give me Morris there and a big win right out of the gate.
Burton Atherton at Genesee and Kingston at Mayville.
Absolutely. Of course, for us, we're going to pay a little more attention. But I think Kingston gets on the board this week. Mayville, a pretty decent team, but I like Kingston on the road this week.
In NCTL Stripes, the first week of Stripes action, or I should say second week, Bay City All Saints at North Huron. This game will be the game that Paul P. Adams is attending.
Absolutely, and I think he'll see North Huron get the victory tonight. They got enough talent on that team to beat Bay City.
Bay City All Saints, of course, did not have a game last week. They had to back out of the game due to a positive COVID close relation case for the football team. The team they're supposed to play, Peck, was able to play against Merrill, so Bay City does not, the All Saints do not get a charge with a loss, just no game. So they're at North Huron, Caseville at Mount Pleasant, Sacred Heart, CPS at Peck, and Akron Fairgrove at Ashley, both teams 0-1.
And I think the other game we'll kind of keep an eye on is CPS and Peck, both 0-1. But I do think Peck finds a way to get their first win at home.
And, of course, moving into the Greater Thumb Conference and the Greater Thumb West will start with Bad Axe at Caro, both teams 0-1.
Yeah, I think Bad Axe learned the new coaching staff and this young team with a lot of talent learned the hard way that Sandusky is really, really good. They ran into a buzzsaw. But I don't see a lot in Caro. I think Bad Axe has the talent if they can bring it together, but I do think Bad Axe gets win number one.
Reese at Cass City. Reese 0-1, Cass City 1-0.
Cass City is still a very good football team. Not really getting talked about as much in the West. They're included in the three-headed race, but they always seem to be the one that people are not talking enough about. But I think Cass City put up 50 last week. I think they put up another 50 this week and win big against Reese.
Lakers at Vassar. Lakers 1-0, Vassar 0-1.
Keep it quick. Vassar is not very good. Lakers will beat them, no problem.
USA at Brown City in our crossover game this week.
Unfortunately, the East is very top and bottom heavy. Brown City is in that bottom section of the East. USA is trending up. They go to 2-0.
In the Greatham East, Marlette was supposed to play or host KPAC. KPAC does not have a team this year. They fall to 0-2. Marlette now at 2-0, one of the better starts of the year.
Look out. We haven't talked about them at all, but for good reason. They haven't played Ubley, Sandusky, or Harbor Beach yet. We'll see what happens after they play them.
And speaking of the Bearcats, they are hosting Memphis tonight in Ubley.
Yeah, and this will be the only time you probably ever say that Memphis has a better record than Ubley, but that will change Ubley probably in a revenge fashion. You don't want to be Memphis this week. Probably a running clock. Ubley will win that game.
In the final game in the Greater Thumb East, Sandusky at Harbor Beach, and all four of our experts taking Sandusky tonight in what should be an interesting second week of the regular season. When we return, we'll take a look at the Sandusky Redskins right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Agar Valley Services.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's MichiganStum.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at MichiganStum.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
The heater went out on my car, so I went to the oil change place and they couldn't fix it. Then I went to the muffler place and they couldn't fix it. So when I was in the grocery store, I asked my butcher where to go. He said take it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe.
Heating, cooling, air conditioning repair, and gas tanks for cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. Kotick Radiator even does full-service mechanic work.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we will diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. Bring it to Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe. Call 269-7101. 269-7101.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? Three mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the services tab and click on senior living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Whether you are living in the home you always dreamed of or the first version of it, make sure it's protected with the right coverage. Don't let just anyone protect your dreams. Insure your home with Auto Owners. Your independent agent, Albert Insurance Agency of Harbor Beach and Port Hope, will help you choose the right coverage so you can be certain that you're protected. At Auto Owners, we offer compatible rates and coverages that can be tailored to your special needs. Call Albert Insurance Agency, your local independent agency representing Auto Owners in Harbor Beach and Port Hope.
Hi, this is Kayla from Albert Insurance Agency. Let us help with all your insurance needs. Call us in Port Hope at 428-4113 or in Harbor Beach at 479-0143.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Hour. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hanson, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from the friendly and distant confines of Harbor Beach, Michigan. 25 minutes are on the clock until this game kicks off. It is a record crowd for COVID season.